We have letters this week on Christmas observances and on our Christmas music, but first, some comments on the news. Darlene Finch of Philadelphia wants to know more about the political motivations of the group holding hostages in the Japanese ambassador's residence in Peru. What is the basis for their extreme opposition to the Peruvian government, she asks. Isn't that central to a story like this? From your reports, one learns nothing about the group's background, about the government positions and practices it opposes, about the conditions among the poor people of Peru. Interesting, isn't it, that Peru's history of terror and inhumanity suffered by its poor is never covered by our media, and when an opposition does rise up, we get just part of the story. Mark Wolf of Arlington, Virginia, comments about our story on the Oakland, California Board of Education decision to recognize Black English as a language called Ebonics. He writes, "The argument for Ebonics, greatly simplified, is that Black Americans were not offered formal education until the late 1800s and developed a language, not English, of their own. Recognition of this as a linguistic handicap would further divide our country." Mr. Wolf goes on to say, "The country needs to focus on strengthening those ties like language which bind us and not seek yet another divisive special consideration." On the V-chip and the TV rating systems, we've had a number of letters suggesting that such intermediaries are not needed. Brian Johnson of Bethesda, Maryland writes, "Why is there so much insistence on having this system? It seems to be a way of upgrading the babysitter status of television to high-quality babysitter for latchkey children. If so many parents didn't already use TV as a band-aid for their problematic household absenteeism while they're out climbing the corporate ladder, we wouldn't need such a system. We should rename the rating system Remote Control from the Office." Roy Ledbetter of St. Louis writes to thank us for John Burnett's interviews with people who do not celebrate Christmas and their reaction to the Christmas season. "It was a true indictment of the way we in the majority have let commercial interests take over the celebration of Christmas completely. Christmas really is about a baby and a manger. All the lights and holly are pointless without that. I think it extremely sad that our Muslim and Hindu neighbors can ask us in the majority what the point of our celebration is and not receive a good answer. I am a flaming liberal and very much in favor of diversity. I have no desire to sound like Jerry Falwell, but even I think it is a sad commentary on how those of us in the majority have failed to show the true meaning of Christmas to our neighbors." Dave Poundstone of Denver also liked the interviews. "It really brought home the point about how crazy much of our traditional frenzied celebrations must appear to other traditions." He goes on, "Nice touch in closing with the sitar version of the Drummer Boy. The next two feature pieces, the Bruckner Leica and the Toolbox Christmas music, really took the spirit of the season into the surreal. As much as I love this season, it seems pretty crazy to me too sometimes." Keep those cards and letters coming to Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or you can make electronic contact, atc@npr.org. And please include a daytime telephone number, a postal address, and advice on pronouncing your name.